Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
We talked last time about how much change is possible, and basically it's limitless. We've discovered anything is possible for us to change. It's more about the time frame and how we go about it. What sort of time frame is realistic for change?
Well, there's a number of things you want to be thinking about with change. Any change is essentially just really a goal setting exercise where you've set a change that you want to make, and that is your goal. So that's what you're working towards. Now, a general goal setting and goal achievement strategy that really, really helps in any area of life is to set SMART goals. Now, these are goals that need to be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timeline. So they need to be very specific. You need to know exactly what you're aiming for. You need to have measurable goals. You need to be able to measure how successful you are and whether you're working towards them or whether you're slipping back. They need to be achievable. They need to actually be something that you can do. And that's the next one as well. They need to be quite realistic. If you set goals that aren't realistic for you, you're not going to achieve them. You're not going to feel good about yourself, and you're actually less likely to change. And the last thing is they need to be timeline. You need to be working towards a certain change in a certain amount of time so that you've got some pressure applied to yourself and you're actually working towards, you know, how long you've got and exactly what you do in that amount of time. Otherwise, sometimes change becomes like the carrot and the donkey. If you haven't got a timeline on it, then every time the donkey takes a step forward, the carrot moves as well, and you're continually working towards something and never actually making ground.
How important is it for somebody else to know about your plans and your timeline, to have that accountability?
Accountability is a really, really important thing. Some people don't like it, some people do. It depends on what you're comfortable with, but generally by encouraging other people to be involved, then you make yourself more accountable. It's a similar thing. Even if you just write down your goals, you are more likely to actually follow them through because you've made yourself accountable through that process. But there's added benefits of involving other people as well. You can motivate each other if they've got a change that they want to make as well. You can actually get a lot of encouragement and strength and motivation from each other. And these are all just simple strategies that are really, really helpful, and the research has actually shown that they work really well.